Algernon, thanks for joining us this week for the Monday Business Watch. We are talking about two family businesses this week making moves. Unfortunately, the first one we're talking about is about Cutter Gallery closing. Can you share the news on that?
The Cutter Gallery, which has been on the corner of El Paseo and University for a couple of decades now, in a historic home. That house was actually the home of NMSU's first president, Hiram Hadley. He built that home, started building it in 1906. The Cutters have been in there since, they think 2002 or thereabouts, and they built a large two-story extension to the old house. And this is a store for all of their jewelry, antique jewelry, custom-made jewelry, and antiques, giftware, and also an art gallery.
So is there any news on why they're closing, or are they just retiring?
The owners are Glenn and Sally Cutter. They're very well-known folks in the community. They've been very supportive of the arts in particular. They're open about the fact that Sally Cutter has been under treatment for cancer. She got that diagnosis in January. I have to say, she was bounding around that place just a few days ago when they gave me a tour. So she seems to be, she's undergoing treatment, but she's doing well, and they're looking forward to spending time with grandchildren. I got to tell you, though, that the sale that's going on to close this place out is pretty aggressive. 20 to 70% discounts. They want to sell everything, and then once they empty the building, they're going to sell the building. They're going to continue to live in Las Cruces, but they want to use the time that they've got left to enjoy the mountains and visit the grandkids.
Okay, Algernon, thanks for updating on that. We, of course, wish the Cutters the best. Now, I want to move on and talk about a popular restaurant and winery in the region. You have a story about St. Clair Winery rebranding itself. What can you share?
So we need to be clear. We're talking about the bistro, the restaurant, the winery and bistro, which is owned by the D.H. Lescombe Vineyards, right? So they operate the St. Clair Winery and Bistro restaurants. There's one in Las Cruces. There's also one in Albuquerque. The company has decided to rebrand the restaurant and call it D.H. Lescombe Winery and Bistro. This is part of a rebranding effort that they're undertaking, and they're trying to make it more focused around the Lescombe family and their legacy as winemakers, a legacy that starts in France and came over to the United States in 1981 when Hervé Lescombe came to New Mexico and started growing grapes.
So it's going to be a new logo name. What can you share about that?
Oh, well, so the logo is this really interesting story. So in the first week of May, you're going to start seeing new signage. The big sign on the restaurant is going to change over. And I was stricken by the font. They have this really interesting font for the new wine bar that they built in Santa Fe, which is called Hervé, after Hervé Lescombe. And they liked the lettering so much that they wanted to use similar lettering for the restaurant. So they asked, what font did you use? And the designer that they were working with said, that's not a font. We did that by hand. And so the company went ahead and asked them to just make a new font. So they actually have a font specially made all for them. It's a very, very unique very unique lettering.
That does sound very unique. Now, with this branding, are they rolling it out right now, or is there a set date?
They're starting to roll it out right now. It'll become most obvious, of course, when you see the signs. They think around May 3rd or so is when you'll start to see the signage around the restaurant. Now, the restaurant is remaining the same. The wine brands are remaining the same. That isn't changing. It's just a new look and a more uniform branding for the restaurant.
You talked with the CEO. What was the hopes with this new rebranding? How do they think that that's going to really impact their visibility throughout New Mexico?
Yeah, I mean, the way they put it to me is that they don't sell a product, they sell an experience. Interestingly, like a jewelry store, like the Cutter Gallery, this is a business where people come when they're in a pretty good mood. You don't shop for jewelry when you're in a bad mood, and certainly in a place where there's wine and good food, there tends to be pretty high spirits. So they're selling an experience. Yeah. It's not just a thing. And so this is part of their decision to make their branding more oriented around being part of a family and telling the family's story and designing the spaces in accordance with that.
Okay, Algernon, thanks for the update. We'll talk with you next week.
Ciao.